Constriction, can we refer to animals as having wise attention?
You mean that can it have kusala citta?
Well, yeah. I think it can have kusala citta, therefore that it can have wise attention.
To be kusala.
But it's not animal, it's wise attention.
Wise attention can arise.
Whenever kusala citta arises, there must be wise attention to a degree. But it doesn't mean that it has to be panya or right understanding.
Animals?
Animals, yeah. Wise attention, there is yonaso manasikara. We were discussing the debate with King Melinda, and the king said, is it through wise attention that people become exempt from further rebirth? And the answer is yes, that is due to wise attention and also to wisdom and other wholesome dharmas. But is not wise attention the same as wisdom? No, Your Majesty, attention is one thing and wisdom another. Sheep and goats, oxen and buffaloes, camels and asses have attention, but wisdom they have not. Even though it only refers to manasikara in the second reference, it's referring to yoniso manasikara. I think it's short, so it's saying even for these animals there is yoniso manasikara.
If we do not think in terms of animal or human being or deva, whenever kusala citta arises, it's because of wise attention. Wise attention, condition, kusala.
Right, I would say right attention, because wise may suggest wisdom, but not necessarily so.
I think that the reason Han found this a little difficult to accept is because in other suttas, when there's reference to yoniso manasikara, when there's reference to wise attention, it seems to be something higher or more exalted.
Nutrient for the bhojangas.
For the bhojangas, yes. So in other contexts, for example, as nutriment for the bhojangas, obviously this isn't referring to something.
But it depends on what do we mean by wise attention.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was saying.
Because manasikara is not a factor of bhojanga.
Effect of enlightenment, bhojanga.
So when it says that wise attention is a nutriment for bhojanga, is it referring to wise attention arising of all kusala cittas or specific contexts?
What kind of seven pochanka?
No,
arise with all wholesome.
So it is a very high level dhamma. That sort of dhamma can happen in the animals, that's not the question.
We just talk about the term wise attention or wholesome attention arises with wholesome cittas. That's all. No matter what level.
Not the English translation, the Pali word, yoniso manadikara, yonito, with yonito. Can it rise in animals?
Does an animal have kusala citta?
I don't know. I'm asking whether this yoniso manadikara in Pali, can it arise in the animals?
I think that we have to think about the meaning of wise attention, how wise it is, or just ordinary one, which arises with kusala moments.
I mean, yonito manadikara, as it appears in Pali.
Whenever it is kusala, it is yoniso, not at yoniso, because there are two terms, yoniso and at yoniso.
Yonito is different.
When it's not at yoniso, then it is yoniso.
Yes. There is yonito manatikara and manatikara. Two things.
Manatikara
in animals, okay.
Manasikara is jetasika, common to all jittas.
Yes. Manatikara arising in animals is okay.
Yeah.
But whether yonito manatikara can arise in animals.
But you see that there are three words, manasikara, yoniso manasikara and at yoniso manasikara. When it's ordinary manasikara, we don't know what chatta it is at all. But when it is at yoniso, it has to be unwholesome.
Yes.
And when it is yoniso, it cannot be at yoniso.
No, I'm not saying about yonito. Whether that can arise in an animal, yonito, not I. Yonito manasikara.
I don't talk in terms of animal, I talk in terms of citta.
Well, this is about talking about the animals. This
does
Milinda.
An animal have kusala moment too? Or doesn't?
No, I don't know. I'm asking.
And is your problem that you think all yonaso manasikara is nutriment for bhojangas?
in one sutta, it was mentioned like
does
that.
Does it mean all yonisomanasikara?
I don't know. I'm citing only one sutta.
But isn't that your problem, as you see it, that because it says yonisomanasikara is nutriment for bojangas?
Yes.
Therefore, you think if animals have yonisomanasikara, it means that they must be capable of developing bojangas.
Something like that,
yes. But it doesn't say that all yonisomanasikara in every instance is nutriment for bojangas. Why can't there be yonisomanasikara without the potential for bojangas arising?
How many yonisomanasikaras are there?
According to citta.
With all kinds of kusala or all sobhana cittas. So even at the moment of dana, there is yonisomanasikara. Moments of sila, yonisomanasikara. Moments of bhavana, yonisomanasikara. So can what we call the animal have any kusala cittas? That is the question.
Can they have?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Whether you know this or not, whether you know the answer to your question or not, how does that help understanding the Dhamma?
Understanding the Dhamma. I'm talking only about the passage in that book.
Just one point.
Whether that is possible or not.
Mm. So what is an animal?
It's a being, sentient being, one of the beings.
So you mean that it has citta, cetasika, and rupa, not just rupa, not like table and chair?
Well, I do not know what the animals have.
Can animals see?
Yes.
So the seeing is citta.
Yes.
So animal is the shape and form of what we take for an animal sees, but actually seeing is seeing, no matter where and when.
Well, I think the aspect of practice you're talking about, the fact that some people feel that you need to practice, and if you're not practicing, you're being lazy.
Yeah,
I think it's all a matter of language, because I think people like Sarah and Jonathan don't practice, but spend so much time practicing, because they're always reading, studying, and same with Nina. And so in a sense, it's what you term as practice. Yeah. It's not like the difference between what we call practice or just sleeping all day. It's not like comparing those two together.
And can you change the word from practice to training?
Yes, whatever
even
word
right
you want
now,
to use. Yes.
Yeah. Developing and training.
I don't think anyone disputes that within this group the people are energetic. They're energetic in studying and trying to understand. Nobody would dispute that. I think they would dispute whether they should be more energetic in developing other qualities of the mind, like concentration. And of course, we know that if you can have awareness once, you can have awareness many times. Am I right? Is there a limit to how much awareness you can have?
It depends on conditions.
That's right. Yeah. And it's possible to have one awareness after another.
When it's developed.
Yes, when it's developed. Yeah. So what would be the experience of that? What would be the
very natural. Because Pandya is so keen.
Would it be a little bit like strobe lighting? You know strobe lighting when you have light that's very far? Because every moment's very fast, obviously.
The understanding or the picture?
Well, I think if you have many moments of awareness, there wouldn't be such a picture, would there?
Yeah, but I think that we moments. Better understand the characteristic of awareness, which is satipatthana. Because I think that now we'd like to understand better about satipatthana, because just sati can arise with any kusala citta, right? Any wholesome citta must have sati as its factor. But for satipatthana, it has to be so very daily and natural, because all dhammas are anatta. At this moment, whenever sati does not arise, can we know and understand sati, which is satipatthana, when it does not arise? Impossible. There is seeing. Seeing is always related with sees, no more. And the visible object is visible object, no more. But the understanding of the characteristic of visible object right now when it appears, just different by having developed understanding of a reality that there is no body in it at all. No thing, no one. Reality which is visible object has to be just visible object. And this is the way to eliminate the idea of self who sees, or the idea of someone or something in the visible object. Otherwise, it's there all the time as attanutiti, something there. As long as it's something, it's me or that object or someone. No understanding of non-self. no one there except each different moment of realities. That's why it develops little by little at moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Very natural.
But I would think a moment of satipatthana, for most people, it's not a natural experience. And many moments of satipatthana is certainly not natural.
What makes it not natural?
Because of the lack of the experience. Lack of having that experience.
The lack of understanding?
Well, having the experience. If people don't develop satipatthana, they're not going to be experiencing
it. But how can they develop satipatthana without understanding the characteristic of satipatthana?
Well, they can't.
So there must be the understanding of satipatthana before satipatthana can really arise.
That's right.
In the day, there are many moments of touching, right? It is the body consciousness which experiences the hardness, right? And there is thinking about something all the time after experiencing hardness. We touch this or that and we think of many things. But at moment of touching and hardness appear, before there can be other moment of thinking about it, it's there, sati arises. So it is aware of that characteristic naturally, very little at a time in the beginning, before panya can see the other characteristics which follow instantly. Usually, there can be a moment of awareness of a tangible object like hardness, and then different thinking comes after. So no understanding of thinking as a reality. That's why one realizes that that is not enough just to be some moments of awareness. But in order to understand better and better, it can be only when right awareness arises, not at will, but by conditions, to understand that even sati is not self. It's a conditioned moment only. So next moment can be moment of thinking, moment of feeling, or moment of anything, but it depends on sati, whether it follows. In Tipitaka, it used the term follow, just follow. After experiencing hardness, sati is there, before there is thinking. Because it's not just one procession of hardness to appear, many, many processes. So it's natural, it has to be natural. When it's not natural, it's motivated by self, deeply rooted. Try to make it different. Not this one. Make a new one. Experience a new moment instead of understanding whatever is already conditioned, so it's now appearing. We don't have to move to any moment. No other moment. This very moment. So we can understand the conditioned reality, that no one can condition any reality right now at all. It's already conditioned. Always already conditioned. So it's now appearing. Who can stop the conditions for each reality's arising? We cannot select to have panya. We cannot select to have attachment instead of aversion. But we can understand the anatta-ness of all conditioned realities.
Did you say we can't stop the conditions?
Nobody can stop the arising, yeah.
Although one might say that by one studying, by one learning, one is changing those conditions.
By conditions, by panya, especially by panya, understanding. From not understanding at all to being understanding.
I find meditation helps to change those conditions a bit too.
And what do you mean by meditation?
Samatha.
What is right understanding at that moment of samatha?
What is it?
What does panya understand at moment of samatha?
At the very moment of samatha?
Yes, what does panya understand?
I don't think there is so much understanding. It's more just concentration.
So, no understanding, can we say?
From my experience, it's the moments after the samatha that there's more opportunities for understanding.
So it's only expecting or thinking over?
Expecting? Oh no, just natural.
To think?
The wisdom for her understanding to arise after
wisdom. What does wisdom understand or know?
Well, only the objects of what we experience.
Now, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it can understand visible object right now, begin to understand. So it's so natural. Because sati is not samadhi. This is the point that most people mistake. They use the term sati, but no sati. They take samadhi for sati. But samadhi is not sati. Samadhi arises with each moment of citta. But sati arises only with wholesome cittas. And satipatthana, when it begins to understand a reality, it has a reason. So panya can understand. We don't have to detect where is it, where is the sati. Does it arise or does it not arise? Do we call it sati or do we not call it sati? No. That's only thinking. But the moment of understanding a reality right now, it shows that sati is there. So panya can begin to understand naturally. Most people think about satipatthana, not think about understanding the reality as it is. But it's not just thinking or learning the name of realities, but it's the moment of understanding, being aware that there is a reality appearing one at a time. So sati can be aware of anyone at any time by conditions. So one begins to understand what is meant by anatta, no control. Nothing can arise at will. There are proper conditions for each reality to arise according to the conditions. Like now, right now too. If one move away just a little bit, not the one which now presents itself as a reality, which is conditioned. Is visible object so amazing that it can appear only to seeing? It sound amazing because it can appear only to hearing? Yes or no?
It's just what the experience, we call it amazing.
How can it appear to other Dawe? And by this we can understand what is there in Tipitaka as Ayatana and Tatu.
I'm sorry, just to go back. Are you calling it amazing or not?
I think it's so amazing because it's beyond control. No expectation. We don't know what would be next Ayatana, sound or smell or visible object, or what type of citta and what type of cetasikas. So amazing. From nothing to something, and then nothing again, all the time. Amazing. Who does that? Who make it? Who control it? No one can do anything.
It's interesting because when you put it that way, going back to Tom's thing about the self, once you've looked at yourself for a while, you realize what we call self couldn't really organize very much at all.
Sometimes wonder about the plane crashing, and you now have 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds before you hit the ocean. And I wonder about the training. We talked about the practice, and when you used the word training, and I wondered and was reflecting a little bit on and thinking, in those 60 seconds, this is really it, the last moments in this body. And I was reflecting, there's hearing, maybe smelling smoke, feeling cittas, cittasikas arising, and wondering how your training can support that moment.
Yeah, it's you who is doing.
Who's doing it? Mm-hmm. Nobody. Happening.
It's you, right along.
I'm doing what?
Thinking about.
Well, thinking would be happening.
Mm-hmm.
It would be happening.
And you try to know one object through one doorway. It's you again. It's not the moment when awareness arises, there is no you. This is the difference between I am sati. I can have sati. I will do sati. Because you have heard about satipatthana, to be aware of a reality. So it's I who am going to be aware. I will be aware of this. That is not right awareness.
So it's just thinking that's
sati.
Going on.
Yes, it's the idea of self. Thinking about sati.
How would that look if it was sati? What would be the difference?
When it's the wholesome reality and panya, its function is to detach, no attachment. But at that moment, there is attachment, so it cannot be the right one. Before one can understand the right one apart from the wrong one, there must be better and better panya Otherwise, how can Panya grow? What we mean for the development of Panya or Panya grows, it is the moment of understanding what is not Sati and what is not Panya. Instead of, I will try so hard to have it. Impossible. That is attachment, not detachment at all.
It almost feels like if you know there's 30 or 60 seconds left, you give up trying, there's nothing to try.
I all the time, who thinks, to do, to be aware, to know, to understand. It's not the moment of detachment from the I and understand what is there, just what is there, instead of I will not understand this, but I will do that. So it's said in Tipitaka that all the four noble truths are very subtle, all four, including the fourth one. The path is not as easy as just sit and would know. Impossible. Instead of just do and then you get it or understanding it. No, it's not that. It's the understanding. The path to enlightenment is only Panya, grows and grows, understand better and deeper, and Panya performs its function. No attachment, not attached to anything, but detached from clinging, detached from ignorance. Are you looking for something from morning up to now? Are you looking for something now? No? Not at all? Usually, when it's not listening to Dhamma, one is looking for something different from Dhamma. Like, right? Clinging, looking for something through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind all the time. Just looking for getting it, having it. No detachment at all. And now, there are two different ways. One way is to become detached more and more, and the other way is to become detached from realities which always appear. And what's the best? To become detached or always attached? Is life just looking for two different things? Akusla or kusla? No self? Depending on conditions.
So, Satchinyana of Dukkha. Satchinyana of the first noble truth.
Yeah, jnana is right understanding and satya is right understanding of the truth.
The truth
of dukkha. So when there is no understanding of dukkha, one doesn't have satya jnana of dukkha. One would like to have less and less dukkha, but as one doesn't know it yet, that cannot be the elimination of dukkha at all.
We talked about the greatest dukkha is impermanence.
Mm-hmm. So why? Because it cannot be cured. It has to be like that. Nobody can change. While the other dukkha can be cured, but the satyayana of dukkha cannot be cured. Can you make anything last?
No.
No passing away at all?
Because we also talked about the stream of avanggachittas being interrupted by sense door and mind processes. Is that dukkha?
The dukkha is the arising and falling away of any conditioned realities. And that is satya jnana, very firm